again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, November the 17th, 2013. All right, sisters and brothers. Booker T. Coleman, Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, the Shabaka Stone, the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem, the science of the ancient African ancestors, the book Stolen Legacy by George G.M. James. We are now looking at this science, this scientific reality, this scientific study right here in the etymological root words of Christ or Christos. The African Hebrew ancestors. We're going to get to this Sunday school lesson. Rebelled against the Indo-European Hyksos who invaded Mesopotamia 2000 BC. Invaded Saudi Arabia, the Arabian Peninsula, worked their way down into Kemet, Egypt, around 1750 BC. Enslaved, oppressed, the African Kemet, black man and woman, pushed them down into the south. Which is why the Pharaoh Hyksos was so upset that the African Hebrews would join on to an enemy that would overthrow their system. He was speaking of Sekhmetre and Kokhmos and Okhmos in the south rebelling against the Hyksos. And the African Hebrew Israelite nation were enslaved by the Hyksos so that the Hyksos Indo-European invaders could maintain control over the land stolen from the African Kemet. The Hyksos Indo-Europeans invaders took the religion, took all this scientific knowledge that we're speaking of, and used it to enslave, colonize, and exploit. Took African names, took African titles, took the African throne, perverted all of it. And so when we see the African Hebrews under the leadership of Moses, and Moses, Moshe, that's an African Kemet name. And remember, Sekhmetre had two sons, Akhmos or Akhmoshe or Akhmoses, and Kokhmosh, Moshe or Kokhmoses. So that Moses figure, that Moses character represents that rebellion. And so Moses takes the African Hebrew Israelite nation and rebels against the Hyksos and strikes out into that region and territory that we call Israel Palestine and set up a revolutionary nation that with this African science that we're speaking of. You see, we take the knowledge and wisdom and science from the slave master, reconnect that knowledge and wisdom and science with the ancient African ancestors, and we use that knowledge and wisdom and understanding not to destroy, enslave, colonize, and exploit, but in order to create, give birth to, and build up and show us the righteous way of living in accord with the scientific reality of the universe and the Most High. So even when we get to the New Testament and we're dealing with this science from Christos, from Christ, the African Hebrew Israelite ancestors took the Old Testament, which is based on the ancient African science and knowledge and wisdom, and translated it into the Greek so that the European poor working class in Greece and Rome would have this same ancient African knowledge to rise up and rebel against Rome and Caesar and the ruling class and the ruling families of that day. And so, Christos, we're dealing with Christos. We're dealing with this ancient African knowledge and wisdom found right here in the etymological root words of Christ or Christos. And so, let's start again. Number 5490, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. This is the etymological end of the etymological root words of Christ or Christos. This word is chasma. This is where we get our word chasm. And the definition here is a gaping opening, a chasm, a gulf. So look at what we shared with you concerning the African scientific study of the universe and understanding the universe as a great open chasm, darkness, and the waters of noon filling in that great gap opening, and the border of the water is the sacred and divine feminine power characteristic. And the water coming from the watery reality of the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, creates that water reality in the womb of the mother, all in darkness, filling in that gap, filling in that chasm, filling in that gulf. So we're looking at Nun, the father, and Nonet, the mother. Nun, the father, the male, representing the material, water, seed of life, germ of life called sperm, and the mother, Nonet, representing the heavens, space, and womb. And so when you run towards, when you work this etymological root words back towards Christ, the next one is 5494. This word is masculine. Now the chasm word was neutered, and sometimes the Greeks had problems with recognizing the sacred feminine, but we are able with Africa knowledge and wisdom to see through that. But the second word working back to Christ, Christos, 5494, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. This word is kemon, masculine noun. This word is defined as winter, stormy or rainy weather, tempest, winter, the winter season. Rainy weather causes us to understand the reality of water. This is noon, the sacred waters of noon. And in the winter time, the waters, this is science, African scientific study of the mechanism and workings, modus operandi of the universe, waters, waters of noon, coming out of the sky to water Mother Earth, waters of noon, right here. The sacred masculine, father, male, material, water, urine, seed of life, germ of life called sperm, now emitting, being emitted into Nonet, sacred mother, sacred divine feminine, heavens, space, womb, chasm. Now, the next word in the etymological root words working back towards crestals is 5495 Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. This word is kayer. This word is a feminine noun. We're dealing with the scientific study of the power of the sacred feminine in this word. This word means the help or agency of anyone by means of anyone. So we're looking at care as that power or agency who works on behalf of the Most High, ensuring that the plans of the Most High come to fruition and manifestation in the universe, in the governing of the universe, sun, moon, stars, and planets, in the governing of every atom, in the governing of every element in the universe. The babies, the children, must become scientists and study the universe in the mold of the ancient African ancestors. I am not speaking only of black babies, black children, black youth, but I am speaking of brown, red, and yellow, and poor working class white youth as well. Babies, children, because these babies and children, no matter their color, race, ethnicity, religious, political persuasion, they are to be tasked with the great mission of being the facilitators of the kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. So, this definition, more definitions here for care, this sacred feminine, applied to God, symbolizing his might, activity, and power. But we're dealing with the sacred feminine. This should not just be God, but goddess, not just his, but her. Next definition, in creating the universe. So the sacred feminine, playing an active, mighty, and powerful role in the creation of the universe. And create in the African Hebrew also has to do with birthing. You have Nun, father. You have Nonet, mother. You have Ha, father. You have Hahet, mother. You have Kuk, father. You have Kaket, mother. You have Amun, father. You have Amonet, mother. So we have to recognize the activity, power, might, the role of the sacred feminine in this whole process, because there's no father without a mother. There's no God without a goddess. There's no sacred divine masculine without sacred divine feminine. In the next definition, in upholding and preserving, God is present, protecting, and aiding one. So this feminine power upholds and preserves the universe, the creation. The next definition, punishing. This sacred feminine power is instrumental in actually punishing those that go against the tenets, the scientific tenets of the universe. The next definition, in determining and controlling the destinies of men. Now, this reminds me of two realities. Let me start with Hinduism. there's a black goddess called Kali. And she, since I understand something of the ancient African knowledge and wisdom that went to India and comes through Hinduism, she represents Hathet. Hathet is that sacred feminine power and reality that brings the finite reality to the infinite reality from the Father, seen through the sacred seed of life, germ of life called sperm, that is infinite. That life is infinite in the sperm. Life is infinite. But the mother, Hathet here in the ancient African teaching, represents that finite flesh, that finite reality. And trying to couple this with this definition of care in the Greek, that punishing reality, that if we go against the universe, we will be punished and cut off. In the India, this power is seen in the sacred feminine mother goddess Kali, who is depicted with four arms, if I have it correct. One of those hands and arms has a long sword or knife in it. Another hand has the head of a man in it, severed by that knife, showing us that this mother goddess principle, Hathet, ancient teaching, African teaching, African Hebrews, in bringing this teaching through the Greeks, we get this teaching in care, this word that we are examining in the Greek. In India, black goddess known as Kali, that mother principle, that punishing sacred divine mother principle that punishes us and brings a finite reality to our works, if we go against the universe, we have to be able to tie all of these spiritual languages together. And she, mother goddess care in the Greek language, mother goddess Kali in India, and in the ancient Kemet, she is known as Ma'at, truth, justice, and righteousness, black woman with wings, with the scales of justice. That, watch this now, is coming together. That if our hearts were pure and righteous, and if our hearts and spirit and mind and soul and physical structure were aligned in unison with the universe, our hearts would be as light as a feather. And we would go on to heaven on earth, paradise here and now and forever. But if we were working against the universe, working against truth, justice, and righteousness, then our hearts would be heavier than the ostrich feather, which stands for 360 degrees of truth, justice, and righteousness, because the ostrich is able to look and see 360 degrees. So we see the examination scientifically by our African ancestors of behavior in the animal world and seeing spiritual realities. If we worked against the universe, if we worked against Ma'at, mother goddess, if we worked against Care, mother goddess, if we worked against Kali, mother goddess, then we would be cut off. We would be punished. And so this sacred principle, mother goddess, controls the destinies of men and women. Let's go to this next word in the etymological root words, working our way back to Christos. All of this science right here in the Greek language that the African Hebrew Israelite nation used to teach the ancient African teachings to the European Greeks and Romans, that they with us may rise up against Rome and Caesar. The next word is Crayomai 5530. This is a verb. It means to receive a loan, to borrow, to take for one's use, to use, make use of a thing. So the universe, taken by the Most High and used to produce and manufacture life. We, when we align ourselves with the Most High, align ourselves with Mother Goddess Care, Mother Goddess Kali, Mother Goddess Ma'at, then we are able to receive the universe as a loan, to borrow the universe, to borrow every element within the universe, and we as an element within the universe are also loaned out to the Most High, borrowed by the Most High, that we may stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. When we align ourselves with the universe, then every facet of the universe is loaned to us, and we receive every element, every atom, every aspect of the universe, and we are able to continue to create life, and we are able in this time to create the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth, based on the original governing principles of the Most High in the universe, as the Most High governs sun, moon, stars, planets, every atom within the universe. Let me see. Let's keep going. The next word is Creo, 5548, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. To anoint. This word is a verb, to anoint. We're talking about that anointing. Christ is said to be defined as the anointing. So, and care, another definition of care, Mother Care, is your hands. Hands, H-A-N-D-S. And remember that when they asked Jesus, Yahshua, where is the kingdom? Yahshua didn't say when you die, go somewhere and come back. Yahshua said the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God in heaven is within you, within your hands, within your soul. So all of this power, this shows that we are the Christ in human flesh. We are the Adam and the atoms that have within ourselves every facet of the universe within ourselves, making us a mini micro universe. All of this power within you, sister and brother, within us, sister and brother, and all of this constitutes the anointing. All of this is the Creo. All of this, when we tap into this knowledge, tap into this science from the ancient African ancestors, we will be anointed. We will be Creoed. We will be anointed. It says consecrated, consecrating Jesus to the messianic office and furnishing him with the necessary powers for its administration, enduing Christians with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I am here to say unto you, my dear sisters and brothers, that you are the Christ in human flesh. You and we and us, we are the body of Christ. We are the Messiah people. We are the Christ man and Christ woman, endowed with the gifts of Mother Holy Spirit, to get up and stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. Stand up for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Stand up and take this earth back from the wicked, and present this earth for the babies, the children, the youth, that we may become those righteous ancestors that we study of, that are our ancient righteous African ancestors. Now we come to the last word, which is the word that we began with, going through this etymological roots of the word Christos, and we are here at Christos 5547, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Christos, translated in the English as Christ anointed. Christ was the Messiah, the Son of God, the anointed. You and I are sons and daughters of the Most High. You and I are Christ in human flesh. Jeremiah 1:5. The Most High knew us before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers, before consummation, before conception. This is normally said of Christ. You are Christ. We are Christ. Psalm 8, man and woman, humankind, mankind made lower than the angels to run the whole of creation. That is normally said of Christ. You and I are Christ. Psalm 82:6, ye are all Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, sons and daughters of God. This is normally said of Christ as the Son of God. This is you and me as sons and daughters of the Most High. The book of Hebrews. Christ made lower than the angels, given the power to rule creation. And then Hebrews turns around again and says, man made lower than the angels, given power to rule creation. Christ, the glory of God. Man, the glory of God. Christ comes into the earth by petitioning the Most High for a body to come into the earth, that Christ may lead captivity captive, which means that Christ is the deliverer that delivers all poor, working class, oppressed, proletariat peoples of the earth. I am here to say without a shadow of a doubt that man is Christ, woman is Christ, and the ancient African ancestors taught that each and every one of us at a particular time in time immemorial petitioned the Most High that we would be able to come into the earth realm to stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. Hebrews once again continues to teach that we are to uphold the Sabbath. What is the Sabbath? The Sabbath is that principle dealing with the elimination of all slavery, slave debt or debt slavery, and the return of land, wealth, and resources back into the hands of the original owner. The Hebrews, the African Hebrew Israelite nation, were to stand up for the stranger, stand up for those disinherited, stand up for those disenfranchised. Love the stranger like your own sister and brother, and you cannot tolerate your sister and brother suffering under the boot of slavery. Let's take this next break. See you on the other side of the break.